Sponsored licensees. Article 5, Section 5 to 26 of the Real Estate License Act of 2000 states that no new salesperson licenses shall be issued after April 30, 2011, and all existing salesperson licenses shall terminate on May 1, 2012. After April 30, 2012, only two types of licenses will be issued, broker and managing broker. Both brokers and managing brokers can work under the supervision of a sponsoring broker. A sponsoring broker may assign supervisory responsibilities to a designated managing broker. Independent contractor versus employee. Every sponsoring broker who hires licensees or has an independent contractor relationship with a licensee must have a written employment agreement with each licensee. The agreement defines the employment or independent contractor relationship, including supervision, duties, compensation, and termination. The employment agreement must be dated and signed by both parties. Termination is not intended to indicate that a specific termination date is required, but rather allows for negotiation as to the term of the employment agreement. An executed copy of the employment agreement must be provided to the sponsored licensees. Independent contractors. No benefits. No withholding of taxes. What not how. Do not work employer-determined hours. Must be self-starters. Decide when and how to do their work. Paid only commission. In some cases, expenses are taken out of commission employees. Benefits. Withholding of taxes. How not what. Required work hours. Required attendance at sales meeting. Required training. A sponsoring broker's relationship with a sponsored licensee who is an independent contractor is very different. A licensee must meet three specific criteria set out by the IRS in the Internal Revenue Code to be treated as an independent contractor for federal tax purposes. The following criteria must be met. Individual must hold an active real estate license. Individual must agree in writing not to be treated as an employee for federal tax purposes. At least 90% of the individual's income must be derived from sales rather than hours worked. An employment agreement between the sponsoring broker and designated managing broker is also required, even if the designated managing broker is the sole owner in the sponsoring brokerage, regardless of the business type, LLC, LLP, and so on. A sponsoring broker's relationship with a licensee who is an independent contractor can be very different from the relationship with an employee. As the name implies, independent contractors usually have a more flexible work schedule than that of employees. A broker may determine what the independent contractors do, especially because the contractors represent the broker as the broker's agents, but cannot dictate how they do it. As such, a company can expect independent contractors to comply with its policies and procedures. An independent contractor's income is typically commission-based. Independent contractors are responsible for paying their own income taxes and social security taxes. Assistants. An assistant, also known as a real estate assistant or professional assistant, is often a combination office manager, marketer, organizer, and facilitator with a fundamental understanding of the real estate industry. While an assistant does not need to have a real estate license, he is allowed to perform many more duties if holding a real estate license. In Illinois, there is no specific assistance license. An unlicensed assistant's duties might include clerical functions, secretarial functions, answering phones. A licensed broker working as an assistant can set up and host open houses, deal more extensively with clients, actively show houses, assist in all aspects of a real estate transaction. In other words, a licensed broker working as an assistant can perform any activity that any licensee is permitted to perform. Section 1450.165 of the Administrative Rules specifies the permitted activities in which an unlicensed real estate assistant may engage. The Real Estate License Act of 2000 requires that licensed brokers working as assistants must have an employment agreement with the sponsoring broker of the firm in which they are working, even though they are, in practice, working for an affiliate licensee. The sponsoring broker must pay licensed brokers acting as assistants. Case study scenarios role-playing number 2. Managing assistants. Real estate broker Maria is a top-producing agent with a large firm. She employs 2 assistants, one who is licensed broker, Martin, the other Mina, is unlicensed. Martin, the broker, handles all of the showings, inspections, appraisals, etc., while Mina, the unlicensed assistant, handles the paperwork and follow-up with clients, attorneys, lenders, and other agents. While broker Maria and licensed assistant Martin were attending an all-day seminar, Mina received a call from a buyer who wanted to see one of Maria's listings that was on the market for a long time and ready to expire. The buyer was deciding on making an offer on Maria's listing or another property and wanted to see Maria's listing now. Mina couldn't reach Maria or Martin, and since Mina was very familiar with the property, she decided to assist the buyer. Mina met the buyer at the property and let the buyer inside. Mina never said anything to the buyer. The buyer was pleased with the property, and an offer was accepted by the seller. How should broker Maria handle this situation? Broker Maria should immediately terminate Mina and let her sponsoring broker aware of what happened. Maria shouldn't say anything because the buyer and seller did agree on a purchase contract and everyone is pleased. Mina should have waited until she heard from broker Maria. Mina's actions resulted in a sale and she should be compensated for a job well done. Termination of sponsorship. Section 5-40 of the Act states, when a licensee terminates his or her employment or association with a sponsoring broker or the employment is terminated by the sponsoring broker, the person or entity initiating the termination shall notify the department, in a manner prescribed by the department, of the termination within 24 hours. Failure to timely notify the department of the termination shall subject the person or entity initiating the termination to discipline under Section 20-20 of this Act. The license of any licensee whose association with a sponsoring broker is terminated shall automatically become inactive immediately upon the termination, and the licensee shall not be authorized to practice until a new valid sponsorship is registered with the department. The licensee can terminate their license on their own. Once a licensee terminates their sponsorship with their sponsoring broker, their licenses become inactive until they find a new sponsoring. Teams of brokers. Illinois real estate laws do not currently define the concept of a team, although the laws that define activities that require a real estate license in Illinois apply to them. A licensed team member must have a written employment contract independent contractor agreement with the sponsoring broker. Teams. Team, now define team as any 2 or more licensees who work together to provide real estate brokerage services, represents themselves to the public as being a part of a team or group, are identified by a team name that is different than their sponsoring broker's name, and together are supervised by the same designated managing broker and sponsored by the same sponsoring broker. Team does not mean a separate organized, incorporated, or legal entity. Team advertising applies to all forms of advertising, including all social media. List of words not allowed to identify a team. Company. Realty. Real estate. Agency. Associates. Broker. Property. Properties. If ad content or team name includes the word team after verboten words, the team should be allowed. Size of a licensee or team name cannot be larger than that of the sponsoring broker company name. URL domain names cannot be deceptive, cannot drive traffic. One click away rule. Example, samrealtor.com, one click away to Sam's team at ABC Real Estate is okay. Company logo is not part of the company's legal name. The company name has to be as big or bigger in font size, area, width, and height as the team's name. Unlicensed team members are regular employees. Either the sponsoring broker or a licensed team member might compensate them. The sponsoring broker will want to ensure that proper withholding requirements are met if a team member is compensating the regular employee. Similarly, the use of an unlicensed assistant, whether or not a member of a team, must comply with the laws that determine who is an independent contractor. By definition, the unlicensed assistant does not meet the safe harbor provisions of an independent contractor and would likely need to be paid as a regular employee.